This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is hour number two. We're starting out, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more things that we have over there. And you'll see Brooke Talks America with her latest column is over there, too, on my website. All right. Well, joining us right now, hour number two, we have the professor of politics in California, IA, and that would be the one and only Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, back in school, when I was going to school, we had the three R's. That was reading, writing, and arithmetic. How about you?
Same here, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Well, it's changed. Now we got the two W's in an R. I'll explain. We got reading, we got writing, and we got wokeism.
Exactly.
And I'm not exaggerating.
Well, no, of course not. Yeah, this is the new thing. We thought the new math was hard or Common Core math was hard, but wokeism is really taking the cake.
And they are actively taking the kids in school, whether you parents know it or not, you need to get involved in your children's education. They're actively taking the kids in school and making them all into justice warriors.
Well, right, because that is the new sort of trendy thing to talk
trendy
about.
Thing. Listen to you, trendy
yeah,
thing.
Trendy thing. Well, but at the same time, though, what it is, it's pretty much a deconstruction of what we would think of as traditional American values, traditional American history, and so forth. And so you may hear your kids coming home saying things like, well, you know, it was wrong for America to do this, it's wrong for America to do that, and go back 100 years and that was wrong, and 200 years ago that was wrong, and the founding fathers, I don't know about them anymore, and that's
well, let me just point out to the people, because you just brought up an interesting point, and we need to add something to it. Who started the KKK?
Well, that would be the Democrats.
Right, yeah. And they're not saying that.
Well, of course not.
They're leading you to believe that the Republicans were the ones, and that's just not true.
Well, they'll try to make you think that, oh, wait a minute, no, they switched a long time ago, so they were really Republicans, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, yep. As the Minneapolis trial of the former police officer Chauvin accused of murdering George Floyd nears its conclusion, most voters support their local police and reject claims that cops are racist. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 74% of likely U.S. voters rate the performance of the police in their area where they live as good or excellent, and just 8% gave them poor marks. Now, they better be real careful what they wish for out there in La La Land, because I'm telling you, the more they keep pushing this narrative, the more people are going to vote against them in 2022. Mark my words.
Well, sure. You know, we've seen some very tragic occurrences. There's no doubt about that. But again, it is the idea to generate, to try to generate a critical mass out of these stories, which culminates pretty much in people like AOC saying, we need to abolish all police. We just need to abolish policing. You know, it's that kind of thing. And same with President Biden, gun violence, an epidemic out there. This kind of thing in order to try to get to a political goal that they would not be able to get to because of the very kind of poll that you're talking about, Captain, because people look around their own community and say, no, I don't think the police are, you know, rampaging racists who are trying to go and kill everybody. That's just not the way it is. But if you watch television, there are people on there who try to make you think that kind of stuff.
Now, in hour number one, you made the comment that, according to the Pew Research poll, Biden's popularity was up to, their approval rating was up to 59%, correct?
That's what they say, yeah.
Well, I got news for you. The Biden White House, according to the governor of Texas, and he would know a lot more, is plummeting like a rock in water due to the mishandling of the border crisis, and people don't like it. So says Texas Governor Abbott. He would know. Now, I do know the border towns are being terrorized by the drug cartels. He wants the drug cartels declared as terrorist organizations. I agree with him 100% based on what I know is going on down on that border.
Well, sure. Just the fact that they do pose a real national security risk to this country by helping to bring in people who are perhaps part of MS-13, that kind of thing. And also, Captain, the treatment of children and the trafficking of human beings and children as well, that I should say especially children, you know, should simply make every single American demand of the Biden administration that such a designation be put in place.
Yeah, and here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, I got a story for you about the GOP and its Fortune 500 adversaries. And I'm going to make a suggestion to the GOP as well as the audience and see what you think about it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on the Weekend Edition show. And Kathy's going to tell you something that you need to know. Go ahead, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody's got to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them that me, moi, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand-new windshield, $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That number again, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yes, and you're going to work on that so you have an Italian accent, right?
somebody
said, you should get the ballot on, or some, you know, one of those, you should get the ballot on there to sing the song. And I said, okay, fine, whatever. Jeez. Okay. Well, I teased this going into the break. The GOP should just stop accepting financing from its Fortune 500 adversaries. Now, somebody would tell you that I'm crazy saying that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if the former California State Assembly Speaker, Jesse Unruh, was correct that money is the mother's milk of politics, then it's time for the National Republican Party to wean itself from the milk that comes from the nation's largest corporations. Now, whether over North Carolina's bathroom law, Georgia's election law, D.C.'s general statehood, big business has time and time again identified itself as an opponent of equal justice before the law. So financial sanity and even biological reality is in question a lot of the time. Now, the GOP should respond in kind by publicly declaring it will neither seek nor accept campaign contributions from these Fortune 500 companies, C-suite executives, or corporate PACs. Now, how does the GOP solidify its brand as to the party of the working people who play by the rules while seeking underwriting from those for whom every rule is subject to a rewrite? Well, it's pretty simple. The Main Street counter-revolution that America needs only comes when the GOP stops giving and taking money from Wall Street and K Street handouts and takes it instead from the people. Because I seem to remember Barack Obama when he ran, and he got millions and millions and millions of dollars from people giving him $5 and $10, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, more so than the Republicans who were getting the big money from the big corporations.
Well, right. I think that Bernie Sanders, he sported
a lot
of those.
You mean Bonnie? How do you say that? You can do the Bernie Sanders thing.
Okay. A lot of people gave me money, but like $4 at a time, that kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he got a bunch of money, and, I mean, he just raked it in. But that may be the way to do it, to solve the problem. And because people, I'm telling you right now, and by the way, I will tell you this, I'm seeing more and more restaurants, more and more fast food places that have switched from Coca-Cola to Pepsi.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, but what's happening, though, Captain, first of all, a lot of people just can't understand why are some of these really big corporations, they seem to be, again, in some ways they're bowing to the wokeness and they're scared of being boycotted, all this kind of thing. But why aren't they more on the side with the GOP, who wants to make sure that the tax rates remain low as they can be, and certainly not say, well, let's take it to 28%, or I could do 25, and this kind of thing, because everybody knows what's going to happen to the prices of products and services that corporations produce. Unlike Jen Psaki trying to explain to us that, no, the American people are smart, the president knows, and that the corporations won't raise prices if their taxes go up. I mean, that's the most cockamamie thing we've probably ever heard.
Well, here's the deal, okay? Whatever these major corporations give to the Republican Party, they give just about the same amount of money to the Democrats.
Right. They had to play both sides.
Yep.
Donald Trump did that for years when he was in business.
Yep. Yep. And Al Sharpton does it when he swindles money from people by going, you got to give me money because I'm going to have my people on your front door with them signs and I'm going to protest and call you names. But anyway. Okay. Governor Cuomo, New York's Governor Cuomo, has boasted, Kyle, that he invented the New York hand sanitizer that's doing such a great job keeping people's hands clean, as he faced no questions about the scandals that he's currently going through with the women and this, that, and the other, and the COVID problem. No questions at all when he was out there praising the hand sanitizer that he, quote, invented.
Well, I guess he figures people can use the hand sanitizer before they touch their keyboard to use the internet that Al Gore invented.
Yeah.
Right? But all kidding aside, this is one of those things, Captain, when you're trying to avoid the big problems, and the governor's got big problems, obviously, with the, first of all, the nursing home, controversy and all of that. And then you've got, of course, the harassment allegations, which are very serious, and they're still looking into them, right? And the thing is, those things are getting traction, and so as the politician, you go out and you try to change the subject, do something, take no questions, and he's in a waiting period. He thinks he's just going to wait this thing out. I don't think it's going to be something he can wait out. Maybe he'll wait it out till the end of his term, but he'll never get reelected, and he could still face some pretty serious consequences after he leaves office.
Now, have you seen the group that came out there, and the ambassador, the UN ambassador, that came out and said that The documents, the founding fathers here, were weaved with racism here in the United States, and she actually said that. And here she is, the United Nations ambassador.
Yeah, well, this is, again, part of the ultimate expression of wokeness. It's the idea of trying to, put down the founding fathers and say that, yes, somehow that they were all really racist and this kind of thing. So you're taking people out of the 18th century who put together a new nation after throwing off tyranny from at that time England, obviously, and creating a new system. And here's the thing. They created a system that, number one, had the Constitution, was able to change, and always move in the right moral direction. So we saw that happen with the abolition of slavery back in the early 1860s. Then you had the civil rights movement 100 years later, which drove this nation, again, in the right moral direction. And unfortunately, Captain, I'll say this very briefly, because of what Martin Luther King Jr. started in the 1960s with civil rights, a lot of that, unfortunately, has just been put aside because you have people coming back trying to say, no, wait a minute, we're not talking about integrating our society, we're not talking about making it better, we're talking about balkanizing it, we're talking about making people hate their neighbor and go against someone simply because of their skin color. It's the most terrible thing, but it was all possible because the founding fathers did what they did.
Okay, well, Eric brings in the chat room, Eric from Seminole in the chat room brings across an interesting point. He's saying, good morning. I would venture to say 99% of all the global corporations that are using wokeness are vying for positioning to enter new markets within China. It's not just China, Eric. It's also Russia. It's also Cuba, it's also Iran, because they see doors opening there in all those different countries, too. It's not a belief set. It's a business set. Well, he's right. He's right.
He is right. He's very right. And again, the problem is when you're willing, I'm just saying this in a general sense, when you're willing to sacrifice your principles because for the almighty dollar or just a profit, because we have people looking the other way of things that are going on in China. We're not supposed to say anything that's happening in China. And certainly, if you're bankrolled by China, you can't say anything. And that's not how it used to be. So we need to get back to that.
Again, we had reading, writing, and arithmetic back when I went to school, back when you went to school, back when many people listening to the program went to school. And that's all changed, and we gotta take control of our school boards again to be able to do this. And those are local positions. It starts now, folks, because now you've got, instead of the three R's, the two W's and an R. We got reading, we got writing, and we got wokeness. That's what we're doing. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back. It's a great day in the neighborhood, great weekend. I hope everybody's going to have a great time doing what they're doing. Meantime, Ron Edwards is going to take us to the break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. in Indianapolis, 19-year-old Brandon Hole shot and killed at least 8 people at a FedEx facility. Indianapolis police officer Janae Cook was live on the scene.
We had 4 people transported by ambulance, 1 in critical condition with gunshot injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. We had 3 others that were transported with various other injuries. And then we had 2 other people that were here at the scene, treated by medical staff, and then released.
President Biden says he wants Congress to do something about it.
Not only these mass shootings that are occurring, every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Prince Philip is being buried today with full military honors in England. The funeral starts at 9 a.m., and I'm sure it's going to be all over your television sets, whether you want to watch it or not. It'll be there. And the other thing is today I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo over at the Midreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North. So that starts at 9 o'clock this morning. I'll be there till about 2. I want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. In the meantime, here is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had some goings-on in North Carolina last night, kind of got into the mix again with all of this protesting and whatnot over the police. The Durham PD, I understand that they tried to set fire to the police building. Is that true?
That is true. They've tried to set fire to the police building, to the police station there in Durham. There is also, of course, some other issues as well in terms of windows and businesses being broken out along the path there. So this is another expression of what's been happening in different cities, especially the Minneapolis area.
Well, this is all organized by Black Lives Matter and Antifa and their buddies and George Soros and his groups and all that stuff that have financed this, as they've got a massive effort this weekend where they believe the verdict will be coming out from Derek Chauvin. They do not believe he's going to be convicted for murder. He'll probably get convicted for manslaughter, I'm guessing. And God forbid, if he gets off scot-free, all right, they'll burn a lot of the cities down in this country.
Yes, that is.
Or try to.
Yeah, and that's a very, very unfortunate truth, I think. But again, we'll have to see how long it takes the jury to deliberate. There's no real set time. There's no real good way to read the tea leaves. The jury may go in and take a poll, and they may already be in agreement, or they may take a little time to do it. You just don't know. Even on big capital cases, juries can come back fairly quickly in some cases.
Yeah. By the way, folks, if you want to know more about the gun show, you can go to the website twoguysshows.com and sign up online. You can still do that for the concealed carry class if you'd like to do that. Don't just show up and think you're going to get into class. That probably won't be the case, because they have a lot of people to wanting to get in and get their concealed carry, as you might well imagine. Right, Kyle?
Well, exactly, yes.
All right. Well, Republicans have highlighted some new videos that have come out showing millions of dollars of unused border equipment, including many sections of the wall rusting in the desert, just sitting there. Now, we heard yesterday about the Biden administration using eminent domain to take 6 acres of property along the border from a farmer, a family farm that was there, so they could finish building the wall where people were just coming across in the gap and coming over on this side. So they were actually going to, because thousands of people a day were coming through there, they were going to close that gap. That's one of the things they were going to do. So kudos to him for realizing that problem.
Well, sure. Now, of course, you mentioned the phrase, Captain, closing the gap. Watch for the linguistic gymnastics, because they certainly won't want to say they're building the wall, because that's way too much of Trump and that kind of thing. And you can imagine how that will play. So as we heard that there were challenges at the border, that it wasn't really a crisis, they'll say they're filling a gap and certainly not building a wall.
Now, Senate Democrats have called on Joe Biden to close Guantanamo Bay to advance universal rights.
Huh.
Universal rights.
Universal rights. I'm wondering about the universal rights, Captain, of the people who died on 9/11.
Yeah, because of those birds that are in there.
That's right. Yeah, what about their rights?
Yeah. And by the way, they continue to release people from time to time out of Guantanamo. And where do they go?
Well, they go right back to the
right back on the battlefield.
Right.
Yep. And it's happened more times than we can count. Also, the other thing, by the way, here's another breaking coming in. Cops and protesters are squaring off in Chicago. That's been going on at night, and there's been some big time melees going on between the cops and the people there in Chicago.
Yes, and again, another very unfortunate incident. The Captain, as you and I were talking a little bit before, a terrible tragedy of such a young person, a 13-year-old boy. But here's the thing. Where were the parents? How was this person out with
someone?
You're
not 13 when you're out there at 2 o'clock in the morning with a convicted felon that's on parole. Get this, and you're 13 years old with a gun in your hand. You're not 13 anymore.
Well, exactly. It is such a terrible failure that this person was out there doing this. That is just unfathomable.
Yeah.
But again, nobody's asking this question. How did he get to this point? And where were the parents? And this is again the best question we can ask.
Well, this is a kid trying to be a gang member, I guess. Whatever. That's what it looked like and sounded like. All right. The New York Post editorial board, social media again, has been silenced by Facebook. As the Post, and by the way, for reporting the news.
Yes, that's right, for reporting the news. And I think this has to do with the BLM leader who bought the houses, and their New York Post article was censored again.
Yeah, they were, and just when you thought it couldn't get any better.
Well, right, but again, why would you censor a story from a reputable newspaper who's researched a story, who's printed the story, who can back up the story? Because why? Because you don't want people to hear it. And that, Captain, is a real, real red flag. Because, again, people are supposed to be able to hear the news, see the news, make up their own minds. And guess what? If the news is wrong, or if they've got it wrong, then, and they're doing it maliciously, guess what? We have libel and slander laws. There's all kinds of avenues by which people can get satisfaction. But if it's the news, the real news, and the so-called, remember all the news that fit to be print? Remember that used to be the, maybe still is the slogan, but at least used to be at the New York Times? Then let it be.
Now, Nikki Haley this week said that she was considering running for president in 2024, but she wouldn't do so if Donald Trump gets in the race. In the meantime, these senators have all voiced interest in running for the presidency. Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Tim Scott, and Tom Cotton, just to name four. Now, these potential GOP 2024 presidential contenders so far have been hauling in big money.
Well, exactly. And again, everybody's waiting to see exactly what former President Trump is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it behooves him to say, yeah, I'm considering it, or to give that impression, a very strong impression. But he can decide later on, and he can throw his support to another candidate, and that would be a huge boost, to say the least.
Now, just to throw something out there for what it's worth for you people that have not heard, the conservative House Republicans who had the conservative caucus or whatever they called it before are now going to form a brand new America First Caucus. That's what they're going to call it, America First Caucus, built totally upon Trump's inspired platform that he ran on and the things that he did that were so good for the United States.
And this is going to be very scary,
yep,
Captain, to the Nancy Pelosi's, Chuck Schumer's, the Democrat Party elite, because they know. This is why they came at Trump as they did. This is why the media came at Trump as it did, because the Trumpism is what was lighting the fire with the American people. And they were saying, good, we want this. We want jobs to come back. We want to have lower taxes. We want to have manufacturing. We want to have the Keystone XL pipeline. We want to do these kinds of things because it's good for everybody. And so the Trumpism thing, that's a winning ticket in the sense of not presidential ticket, but that's the winning idea that's going to really do something.
There's two things out there right now that are going to cost the Democrats dearly come 2022. Two things right now. Number one is raising the taxes back up to where they were before and creating a big-time problem for America. The economy is going to be on everybody's mind, and they're going to realize, once again, the American people, that the Democrats just can't get it right. That's number one. And then number two, all of this other stuff that's gone on the border is going to just absolutely bite them in the butt, because people have had it with what's going on the border. They don't want a bunch of people just coming in here, and then you don't know where they go when you release them.
That's exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at our second Trucker's Highway and Byway report before we move on to Denise Simon in about 10 minutes or so. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a lot more here on the radio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. Now, got to get going on the weather here because we got a couple of important things to tell you about in the Gulf. Now, showers and thunderstorms may produce localized flash flooding along a lingering front in the central Gulf Coast, and an upper-level system will produce up to a foot of heavy snow across southwestern Colorado in the Rockies. Dry offshore winds will produce near-record temperatures and critical fire weather threats in northwestern Oregon. And right now, we have got two severe thunderstorm marine warnings for high seas, and get this, folks, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds with large hail off the coast of, directly off Mobile Bay and Mobile, and the other one is directly off Panama City. Now, these storms are poised to come ashore. They're only 20 miles off the coast, and if they do, you're going to get a couple of real barn burners of severe thunderstorms with a bunch of rain and hail and probably some flooding right off the bat. So, Kyle, you take it away out there with the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start in Washington State tonight. This is in the northwestern corner. We do have an avalanche warning, and this avalanche warning says that it's going from the Olympic Mountains and the Washington Cascades, from the Columbia River to the Canadian border. They've had some uniquely prolonged hot and sunny weather, and that could cause and what they say are large and destructive wet avalanches. So you may encounter that as you come across, or encounter this situation as you come across I-90 with the weather and melting snow, slushy conditions, that kind of thing you might find. Also, we've got a wind advisory tonight near Salt Lake and Ogden, Utah, as you come down I-15. Freeze warning coming across I-70, Grand Junction, Colorado. In southern Colorado, we have winter weather advisory. That's going to generate some snow, and some of that can find its way, as you were telling everybody last hour, into New Mexico itself, so you want to be careful with that. You've also got a high wind warning near Albuquerque coming along Interstate 40 and, of course, Interstate 25 in that region. High wind warning tonight as well, Captain, in the Los Angeles, Southern California area, reaching up towards Hesperia and Victorville as you come up Interstate 15 on your way to Barstow, so be careful out there.
All right, now I've got some good news for the folks in Louisiana. This big system that's been dumping all the rain on you for the past 3 days is starting to move to the east, but it's developed a problem over Mobile, Alabama, right off Mobile, right straight off Mobile right now, 20 miles off. You've got a severe thunderstorm that's not only got some high winds in it, but also is producing some high waves. There's a special marine statement. There's hail coming down, and that could come on shore at any time. If it does, it would be a severe thunderstorm. You've also got a severe thunderstorm over directly off Panama City, 20 miles out. Same scenario, 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. Maybe some stronger gusts there as well right now because it's building up fairly strongly. It looks like it's going to come ashore, and you're probably going to be woken up by this one. It's going to be a real gully washer. And then heavy rain all the way across back over to about, let's see here, about Baton Rouge, Louisiana is where it stops right about now. Might go to Lafayette, but it is moving to the east along I-10, I-8, and don't forget, it's about 50 miles deep there in Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama, too. So there you go. Now, we've got a frost warning across central Ohio this morning on I-70 all the way over to Columbus. We have a frost warning in the mountains of Virginia, up there around Winchester, I-81. Also up there along I-70 coming across towards Washington and Richmond. And you're getting the tail end of the storm going out to sea up there around Cape Cod, down towards Long Island, and some sketchy windy weather all the way up to Nova Scotia tonight, but not as much as it is off Boston and Cape Cod at the moment. All right, so that's where we're at with all this, Kyle, and I'll tell you what, those storms just kind of popped up in the last hour right there, moving along with the front, which is starting to move down here in the Gulf.
Yes, exactly right. That's how fast it can change. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the Flying J and what you know about stopping in there.
Well, Captain, of course, the Flying J, pilot and Flying J, they've got all kinds of great food. They've got, of course, as we mentioned, great coffee. We think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. But
unless you want a milkshake.
Unless you want a milkshake. But you can find just about whatever you need. And usually there's also a truck servicing place that's nearby, typically a truck wash.
Yep.
But they also have the great amenities for RVers. So if you're out there, especially as we're coming out of the pandemic, and you're exploring these great United States of ours, you can find a pilot in Flying J, pull in, you'll find special fueling lanes, sanitary dump, other great services for RVers, and also you can join their club as well, their points club, their rewards club. It's now called the My Rewards Plus app. It used to be called the Pilot and Flying J app, but now in the My Rewards Plus app, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll find ways to download that for either your iOS or your Android operating system.
Yeah, when I mentioned milkshake, I was referring to a place like Dairy Queen. It's got the full service restaurant there with all their great ice cream and their milkshakes and whatnot, as well as McDonald's when you get a chance to see them. Wendy's, of course, we all know about a Wendy's Frosty. So they're there, and Arby's has got some great milkshakes, too. The Jamocha Shake is one of my favorites. But you've got four different names right there if you pull in there to probably a Pilot. That's what you're going to see. And in the bigger truck stops around the big cities, the Flying J's, you're apt to see one of them, too. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Works for me. Talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much doing that for us, and we'll be back with him on Monday morning. Now we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we have a very unique situation going on tonight all across America, Denise. You may or may not be aware of it. A lot of cities, there's a lot of demonstrations going on about the police and this, that, and the other. But we had a new one to add to the mix tonight, and that's Durham, North Carolina, where they actually tried to burn down the police station with the police officers in it again. They came out and obviously drove the people out of the way and put the fire out.
I saw that. This is a situation where I don't think it's just these protests are just not going to go away. I think there needs to be a deeper discussion here on what police, and it's not just police, but it's also sheriffs. And really any kind of law enforcement officials, where do they go from here? I mean, how are they supposed to do their jobs? Because at this point, I don't think I know the answer to that. Now they're talking about not doing any kind of traffic stops at all. Well, then, if that's the case, then why do we have laws on the books?
And there was Texas yesterday where we had a sheriff's deputy pulled somebody over, three people in the vehicle, walked up there, and he was walking back.
San Antonio,
Walking back, everything was okay, and all of a sudden, boom, he got shot at, took one in the hand, he opened up, he killed the driver, killed the passenger that had shot at him, returned fire, and wounded someone in the back seat. And that just happened just like you snap your finger, and that was a routine traffic stop.
Well, and that particular encounter started off just fine until it went south within like a couple of minutes based on body cam footage.
I heard the word gang mentioned. It might have been the Latin Kings. It might have been the group.
That was the result of the police camera video that was released in Chicago.
Okay.
So now the question, and how come nobody's having the discussion about the criminals themselves? I mean, look, I would say that if we go back and just consider what we saw for several years when we were watching live PD, there's all kinds of crimes, all kinds of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, why are we having all these crimes? I mean, why don't we talk about the encounters, the interactions that the police have with the community all the time?
Right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, go check out her website, FoundersCode.com, to find out more about her. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour news right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.